In Malaysia, two young women have pleaded their innocence in a bizarre assassination case. The North Korean regime denies that it was behind the killing of the North Korean president's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, in an attack at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport earlier this year. The accused women, an Indonesian and Vietnamese national, say they thought they were part of a reality TV show when they wiped a lethal nerve agent on the victim's face. Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Kim Jong-nam never stood a chance when Indonesian woman 25-year-old Siti Aisha and the Vietnamese national 28-year-old Don Thi Hung allegedly wiped the banned chemical weapon VX nerve agent on his face. He died within 20 minutes. The women are the only ones on trial for his alleged murder, but Malaysia insists four North Korean men are suspects and left the country shortly after the attack. The Indonesian woman's legal team say she's clearly innocent, thought she had nothing but a lotion on her hands and had no intention to kill. Azura Elias is a senior legal partner in the case.
She pleaded not guilty. Our main defence would be that she had no intention, because in Malaysia, for murder cases, the most important ingredient is the intention.
In the first day of court proceedings just outside the capital, Kuala Lumpur, four witnesses gave evidence, including the doctors and a nurse who tried to unsuccessfully save the victim. Lawyers for the Indonesian and her co-accused say they thought they were part of a reality TV show and were playing a prank.
This is the first offer that she got.
Okay, and how much was she to be paid for appearing on the apparent show?
She was paid around $100.
In your view, as your client, you have no doubt that she is innocent of this quite extraordinary crime?
Yes, it's 100% she is not guilty. She's innocent. So we are concerned about the four others who are still at large. Who are their identities? What are their identities? Who are they?
If found guilty, the death penalty via hanging could be imposed.
That's the ABC's Indonesia correspondent, Samantha Hawley.